far down here at the radio station. It has been very wet since late yesterday, all night long, pouring down rain, and, well, it is still raining. Welcome to a Tuesday. I'm Eric Carpenter. This is KCVL, KCRK. Not a whole lot of rain actually recorded up at the Colville Airport. They are a little cooler at the airport this morning than we are here in the valley. They also haven't recorded much rain since early last night on through this last hour. The airport only recording 0.07 inches of rain. Well, right down here in the valley, we've got a good amount more than that. This evening, over in Kettle Falls, it is the public hearing to discuss the utility rates for the upcoming year, water, sewer, garbage charges. The hearing this evening, 7 o'clock, Kettle Falls City Hall. That's 580 Myers Street.
The President's Day sale is on now at Saunders Furniture. Now is the time to take advantage of interest-free financing. Get a whole room furnished starting at just $62 a month. With our 24 months, 0% interest financing, you can get a whole living room, bedroom, or dining room for one low price. Plus, President's Day sale pricing up to 30% off throughout Saunders Furniture. Lazy Boy recliners starting at just $4.99. Ashley reclining sofas starting at $9.99 at Saunders Outlet. Hurry in for the President's Day sale going on now at Saunders Furniture and Saunders Outlet in downtown Colville.
Well, the hearings coming up next Tuesday and Wednesday on three of the initiatives that, those initiatives will be on your ballot. It's legislative session, well over halfway through. Let's check with Jacqueline Maycomer, one of our two representatives over in Olympia.
Welcome to Capitol Report. I'm John Satgast. My guest is 7th District State Representative Jacqueline Maycomer from Republic. Thanks for being with us on our program today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, House of Origin cutoff was Tuesday. That capped more than a week of long days and late nights voting on the House floor. You're the floor leader for the House of Republicans. Let's talk about those long hours last week, and how are you feeling right now? Are you getting a little sleep at all?
Well, I love long hours on the floor. That just proves that bills are dying. So I love the sound of a bill dying, because it usually is not the best for the state of Washington.
You gave a passionate floor speech against House Bill 2001. That's legislation that would allow judges to reduce sentences of convicted criminals. You spoke about supporting victims of crimes. Tell us more about that on the floor debate.
Well, we really need to understand what's justice. I keep hearing over and over again about how criminals need to have lighter sentences, criminals need to have a better entry into society, yet I'm not hearing about how the victims are treated when they are really suffering from other people's actions. So once again, the state of Washington put criminals above victims.
You were also able to stop some very bad bills. There were some good ones that were also passed, so let's talk about those. What were some of the few bad bills that passed?
A natural gas ban. In other words, if you're building a new home or manufacturing, you won't have the access to natural gas, which is supposed to be clean energy until 2040. And so those who have gas is really nice for them, but the rest of us, the power goes out, you don't have natural gas.
What else is out there that we can talk about that were bad bills that came off the floor?
Rent control, once again, limiting your options if you own a home, if you want to rent it out, having the ability to raise it if your taxes increase, if a roof goes out. I mean, controlling rent is one of the worst things you can do for the housing market. So once again, reducing houses available to rent.
What message would you like to leave with listeners as we wrap up the final 2.5 weeks of session that ends March 7th?
We're here to serve you, the House Republican Caucus, and we fought against a lot of bad bills, including allowing a felon to vote and hold offices, and that includes rapists and murderers. We fought against banning small gas engines, and then also making sure that you don't have sex offenders on policy boards. I mean, can you imagine? These are the things that came up that we were able to kill, and a couple other gun bills. Just making sure you have the right to defend yourself, the right to protect your family, and the right to an economy and live in Washington State.
Representative Jacqueline Maycomer, leading House Republicans fighting against bad bills. Thanks for being with us on Capitol Report, and we want to thank our listeners for being here with us on the program. In Olympia, this has been Capitol Report.
There's a new real estate firm in Colville. Four Degrees Real Estate, based in Spokane, has opened their first branch office in Colville. The agents at Four Degrees Real Estate have the experience you need and want when it comes to selling or buying real estate in the Tri-County area, whether it's homes or land or commercial. From start to finish, Four Degrees agents advocate for their clients with professionalism and understanding. Call branch managing broker Len Brandt at 509-680-3916 to schedule a no-obligation meeting to find out the value of your home or to learn more about real estate investing. Four Degrees Real Estate, your new choice for real estate in Northeast Washington.
Well, recently they had the blood drive up at Colville High School. Today, the blood van will be up at Super One Foods here in Colville. Vitalant say that, you know, they still very low blood supplies all throughout the Pacific Northwest, North Idaho, Western Montana. They could use your help. Colville Blood Drive today, 9:15 till 1 in the afternoon. And that is going to be up at Super One Foods. They hope to get 23 people in today to donate blood.
Looking for a little comfort in your life? Call the expert, your Carrier dealer. Carrier dealers are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. So call your Carrier dealer first. He has ways of making you very comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts at ABC Heating and Electric in Colville at 411 West 2nd. Or call Deb for an appointment at 684-2018 or go to abc-heating.com.
Yeah, maybe you're an early bird. You want to, eventually it's going to be safe to plant again this year. Start working on your garden, do spring cleaning. Well, in preparation for this year, the Colville Home and Garden Show coming up in March, and they are still looking for more vendors for this event. We talked with Genevieve Wilma. More about this.
My name is Genevieve Wilma. I'm with the Colville Chamber of Commerce, and our Home and Garden Show is coming up March 16th and 17th. That's a Friday and Saturday, so we're looking for vendors. Anyone that wants to be a vendor at the Home and Garden Show, we've got booths inside, we've got booth area outside. It's at the Spokane Community College Colville campus, and we have vendor spaces inside and outside, numerous types of different spots if you have a large display or small display. The kitchen is going to be a fundraiser for the senior class at the Colville High School. There'll be door prizes and lots of opportunity to get in on the advertising if you wanted to sign up for a booth now. If you would like to sign up for a booth, you contact the Colville Chamber of Commerce, which is next to the DeWitt Center, if you want to go in there during their business hours, or call them on the phone and get signed up through Sarah down at the Colville Chamber.
A drive-by shooting that occurred last night over the west side, Interstate 5 in King County. State Patrol making the report. The victim, a man who drove a 2015 Ford Mustang. He is in critical condition after being hit multiple times in the shooting. It's still unclear how many suspects would be involved. Well, no big surprise for a lot of us who drive here in Eastern Washington. Washington State is ranked number one in the country for pothole problems. AAA releasing their report today. Minnesota and Michigan, they join Washington State, the top three with pothole issues. The average pothole repair bill, $460. Potholes caused by traffic, surface cracks, water form any time of the year, but pothole season really is in the early spring when the freeze-thaw cycle occurs. And of course, this year we are getting that thaw much earlier. Phase two road restrictions have been on most of our county roads for some time now. The areas most prone for potholes, poor drainage areas where roads dip, heavy vehicle traffic, also where small fissures deteriorate with poor maintenance. In the U.S., 15% of drivers need repairs due to potholes every year. About $3 billion a year fixing car damage caused by potholes. Now, if you're on a state road to report a pothole, the Washington State Department of Transportation has a number to call. It's 509-324-6566. That's if you are on a state road and you see a big old pothole. 509-324-6566. By the way, the states with the fewest pothole issues: Wyoming, Nevada, and Alabama.
A forest health message to all timber landowners. Insects, disease, and suppressed stands of timber have created an unhealthy forest environment that is susceptible to wildfire. Forest health is a concern to our community and to us at Vaughan Brothers Lumber. To discuss the possible options available for your timberland, call our experienced forestry team at 509-684-5071 for a free on-site consultation, or look us up on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
All right, do want to make mention, you want to make sure and join us on KCVL Thursday night. I hope it's a good game. WSU, 7 straight wins in the Pac-12. They take on 5th ranked in the country, Arizona. That's going to be the late night game, 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off. The Cougars take on Arizona. The winner, they're in first place in the Pac-12. If WSU, and no matter what, they play Saturday, we don't have a time yet on that game. Still, a lot of it's going to depend upon, you know, standings and all of that. Cougars take on Arizona State on Saturday, the trip down to the desert. A look at today's local weather forecast brought to you by Colville Glass. Colville Glass excels at auto glass repair and replacement, residential and commercial windows, as well as mirrors and shower doors, serving the people of our area since 1966 at 111 South Oak. More rain today. That patchy fog still going to be around probably till about 2 this afternoon. 41 for a high. Might get a degree or two above that. Overnight, 32. More rain. More rain on Wednesday. 42 the high. More showers Wednesday night and Thursday. By Thursday night, Friday and Saturday, partly cloudy skies, temperatures still highs in the mid-40s, lows actually just a little below freezing. Sunday and Monday, we're back to rain. High temperatures around 40, overnight lows just right at freezing. For complete auto glass, low-E vinyl windows for your home or your storefront, you count on them. 111 South Oak, Colville Glass. No wind in the valley. The barometer at 30.04. That is up just a little bit. Again, officially Colville only getting 0.07 inches of rain since yesterday, but boy, oh boy, has it been raining hard down here in the valley. Right now, 36 degrees. At KCVL, KCRK, I'm Eric Carpenter. Good to have you with us here on a Tuesday.